Okay, we're discussing the Machlokas Rishonim regarding Rabbi Rav Chisda, how indeed to assume l'halacha. So he pointed out the sheet of the Mochamos, the Pesachim Adaf, Tesvav Mar Aleph and Daf Yarif, that writes that we pass them like the sheet of Rabba, because Rav Chisda, who maintains Torah Shabbos Nas and Yantif, is based on Kedush Achas. And we assume, with the sugi that we had at Daf Dal and Mar Aleph, that no Shabbos, Yantif, Mika, Adin are considered to be Shei Kedushas. And then we pointed out the Balamor, who's Cholit, and says we should pass him like Rav Chisda. And his Rai was from the Sugi and Av Chafala from the base of Ein Mezamnim Esanafri. Ein Mezam Esanafri is a Gzeira Drona because of Shemi Yarba Bishvila. The Balamor is bothered. What do you mean Shemi Yarba Bishvila? Number one, Yizayin Amar Aleph that Marba Bishurin is Mutu Lechachila. So what do you mean Shemi Yarba Bishvila? Oh, so it must be not Marba Bishurin. It must be Marba B'malacha. Oh, we saw in Tosus, and that Yirala from the days. But even if you're Marba B'malacha, isn't it covered midaraisa by Hoil? By Hoil. You're Marba B'malacha. But guess where to come? You could feed this to them. So isn't that considered to be a gzeira l'gzeira? Gzeira l'gzeira. Maybe one could answer, as we discussed, very, very simply. Sometimes there is a possibility of a gzeira l'gzeira. Maybe gzeira l'gzeira means the following, that you know what? It's something that is really remote. It's something that is a mir sheno matzoi. If that really is true, if you have something which is absolutely shliach, if you're going to invite someone, you are going to be marba bishlom. Isn't that clear? That's far fetched. That if mizamnim, then you'll be marba. So in such a case, maybe one could argue that enochinami. Those are cases where indeed it's true. We discussed earlier shiurim. Now the very beginning of the masechta, in goes the gzera the gzera. Was it just a hashara that there's no reason to do so because it's so unlikely? Or do you argue that no, Rashi Yushmartim is Mishmarti, the Torah only allows for a Mishmeres, and not a Mishmeres, the Mishmeres? But this is what troubles the Balamor, that this would be a classic case of a Gzera the Gzera, Elamai, who Arai Muchachas, from the Sugi and Dab Chafalov, that we reject Rabba. You don't assume the principle of Hoel. And therefore, Enochinami, Shemiyar Bishvila, would really be in Isser. Okay, then we pointed out Tosus is a little bit unclear. That Tosus and the Beis and the Beis, Tosus just writes two words. Tosus discusses the whole sugya, right, and the shita of Rabba of Holil, and then Tosus uses the two words afilu ledidon, afilu ledidon. We who somehow cannot apply the halacha of Rabba. What exactly does that mean? Oh, so here the Maram writes. You see, Tosus assumes that the halacha. We deny the principle of oil. Well, like the Shita of the Balamor. The other possibility was the Chachma Shlomo that maintained that no, Afila Didan means that oil is not just in principle. Oil really means in practice. And therefore, if Ein Manu Orchim, in such a case, you can't apply the principle of oil. But Maram writes that this is an indicator that Tosus Shita is that we assume Lalaf like Rav Chisda against the view of Rambam. And then we assume to the Rambam Shita. That the Rambam passes like both. The Rambam assumes that there's necessarily a contradiction between Rabba and Rav Chisda. There is a machlokas when it comes to Erev Tavshilin. It's true. If you hold like Rav Chisda, that Tzarchi Shabbos Nas and Yantev, you don't have to come on to Hoil in order to explain Malachar HaChanu, which is done on Yantev to a Shabbos. But that doesn't mean we deny Hoil. One could hold the both. It ain't a chinami. That was the study Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. When the Rambam, the Perek Vav Hilchos Yantiv, describes the whole sugya of Erev Tavshilin, the Rambam does not mention the word Hoil in any shape or form. You don't have to come out to Hoil. Why not? Oh, the answer is Rav Chisda. Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantiv. You don't have to come out to Hoil all, and therefore it's Mutar Mikar Adin. Mutar Mikar Adin. Well, and you see that the Rambam holds that against Rashi, that there's nothing wrong with assuming Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantiv, even if you assume that Shabbos Yantiv are Shtei Kedushos. But the Torah allows you to cook on Yantiv for Yantiv. The Torah allows you to cook on a Yantiv for a Shabbos. If it's Shtei Kedushos, it means Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha. And in such a case, just as one can do Malach and Yantiv for Yantiv, the same thing is true when it comes to Yantiv to Shabbos. When the Rambam describes how Erev Tavshilin functions, the Rambam does not reference Solo in any shape or form. Pashub Shab, that's like Rav Chisda. And furthermore, Tosus is Chumrah. Tosu says, since Erev Tavshilin is based on Hoil, that means that you have to make sure that any Malach and Achana is done mi bon yom, It cannot be done samach l'chashecha. If it's done samach l'chashecha, you're not covered by hoil, and Erev Tavshinin is not going to help you. That's the first Magen Avraham, and the Sim Erev Tavshinin, Tavkul Chav Zayin. Make sure whatever you do it early enough in the day that you're going to be covered by hoil. The Rambam makes no such mention of any requirement, very meduyak, because the Rambam does not invoke hoil whatsoever when it comes to Erev Tavshinin. Does that mean the Rambam holds that we reject Rambam? Of course not reject Rambam. When hoil is applicable, we'll apply the principle of hoil. For example, ooh, that Rambam, Aleph Tezvav. A person goes ahead and he cooks for a nachri. He cooks for a behema, an yantid. That's aser. That's aser, no? Lachem v'lachem, lachem v'lo l'klovim. Do you get malchus? The Rambam says no. Why don't you get malchus? Ooh, Hartos said, Yibbeis an Aleph. You don't get malchus because it's nisar esay. You don't assume a harvid yisurakama. Oh, the Rambam writes, you know why you don't get malchus? Because of hoil. Because of hoil. Wow. So those are two chidushim. Now, number one, you see that the Rambam assumed in principle that if not for hoil, you would get malchus. Meaning that we treat lachem velo as a harvid yisurakama, not as a separate yisur. It's a candidate for malchus. A candidate for malchus. Ein aloke. Oh, because of the principle of hoil. Either Rambam Paskin like Rav Chisda. No, there's no stira, whatsoever. And therefore, when the Rambam is discussing a yantif that borders on Shabbos, you don't have to come on to hoil. But if you're talking about a yantif that borders on chol, or you're talking about inappropriate malacha on yantif because it's lenachri or the klavim, in such a case, now you can invoke the principle of hoil. Well, some achlokas were shown it. In the stunning Chiddush, the Rambam Shita is there's no stira whatsoever. After all, the Rambam paskens that Sarchei Shabbos Nasan Diyantiv, and therefore you don't have to come out to Hoel. That's what Beis Yosef writes, Tavkuf Chazayin, that the Rambam Shita is, Erev Tavshilin, does not require Hoel in any shape or form. Oh, so that's the Rambam Perkvav Halacha Aleph. Now, Perkvav Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes the fun, need Rabban, you need an Erev Tavshilin. You need an Erev Tavshilin. Why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? Our Gemara. Different possibilities. Now, Rabba, Rava, as opposed to Ravashi. And Ravashi's sheet is because Ein Ofer Miyanta Pachol. No? You can't go ahead and do Malacha from Yanta to Shabbos. Kavachomer. Kadesh Yomer that Ein Ofer. You can't do Malacha from Yanta to Pachol. How do you pass it? Do you pass them like Rava, Kadesh Yivar, or do you pass them like Ravashi? Oh, so that already is the Sugim Sachem Dafim Vavim Beis. When the Gemara was discussing the Shita of Rav Chisda, of Tzarchei Shabbos Nasim Yantiv, the Gemara says, why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? And the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, wow, that's a Chiddush, no? I could have said the following, like, what? There's a Machlokes, Rav Chisda, why do you need the Raisa? It's okay. In our Gemara, Daf Tesovim Beis, there are 2 days, why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? Why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? Take a look in Beis, Daf Tesovim Beis. Either because of Kadesh Yifar, or because of Ofen, Ein Ofen, okay, so, no, the Gemara says, we're going to create an alignment, no, we're going to align the sheet of Rav Chisda with that of Rav Ashi. Wow, that's a fascinating Kiddush. What exactly is the basis of that alignment? Oh, that we pointed out seems to be an incredible Kiddush. No, the Balamor points out as follows, Hoel is only going to go so far. Hoel is only going to go so far. Hoel is never gematria something mechachila. Imagine a person is having a party on Motzei Yantif. He can go ahead and do malacha on Yantif for the party. Yeah, Hoel. You're going to say Hoel is enoloke. No, a mevasha Yantif lechol enoloke. Hoel is not going to allow you to do so mechachila. There clearly is an issur d'rabbanan at least. No, to go ahead and do malacha from a yantif techol, even al yedei oil. So you know what the answer is that if we are going to allow you to do malacha from today to tomorrow, we lack a matir. We need a matir. Oh, so Erev Tavshilin is bala hatir. What happens if you hold like Rav Chisda, Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan Yantif? Is the lamdus really the same? Midaraisa, step one. You're allowed to go ahead and do malacha on a yantif to Shabbos. Now, step two, is it so obvious? Step two, the Chachamim said that's us. There's an Isser Malacha. Midaraisa, there's a Heter Malacha. Step two, Midarabanan, there's an Isser Malacha. Step three, there's a heter drabanan of Erev Tavshilin. Is it so obvious that that really is the lamdus? When it comes to hol, that's clear. There's an iser drabanan, and the Erev Tavshilin has to be balahatir. But if you hold like the Chiddush of Rechista, what do you mean? Why is there step two? Why is there step three? Why are there so many steps? There's so many steps. You're allowed midaraisa to go ahead and to cook from a yantah to Shabbos, but don't you dare midaraisa cook from a yantah to chol. That's good. Now, what happens if the yantah falls out on Shabbos? There's an issur drabanan. And my kash is how my matcha issur drabanan. Where do you see that the chamor goes that there's an issur malacha drabanan from doing malacha on yantah to Shabbos? Yantah to chol, I understand. But where do you see yantah to Shabbos? You know what the answer is? You're right. There is no step two. There is no step two. So if that really is true, that you're allowed to cook from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos, you should be done. We should be done. You're allowed to cook from a Shabbos. Elamai, the Chum required an Erev Tavshilin. Okay. Why in the world? Why didn't the Erev Tavshilin? It's Mutamid Araisa. There's no Issa Malacha Drabana. You know what the answer is? Kadei Shiyomru. Kadei Shiyomru. That's exactly why the Gemara, wow, Pesachim and Vav, aligns Rav Chisda with Rav Ashi. Rav Chisda with Rav Ashi. Kadesh Yomer. What would you call Kadesh Yomer? You're allowed midaraisa to go and do malacha from a yantar to a Shabbos. You're allowed midrabanan to do malacha into a Shabbos. But realize that this is an anomaly. That's only because tomorrow is Shabbos. But be mindful of the fact that if tonight would not be Shabbos, no way, no way. You cannot be open yantar to the chol. And if you're ultimately, you get malchus daraisa. So in order to be able to acknowledge, to recognize that this exceptionally is, but typically no, you need a heker. You need a heker. And that's exactly Kadesh Yomru. That Erev Tavshilin is not bala hatir, but bala hakir. No, it's a heker. A heker. So guess what? The Rambam Pasan's like Rav Chisda. And therefore the Rambam Perek Vav makes no mention at all of Hohel whatsoever. Even the Rambam agrees that Hohel is part of our arsenal. We use Hohel when we need it. But here you don't need Hohel. You don't need Hohel. So the Rambam Lachavades. V'lama nikra shmo Eruv. Why is it called an Eruv? What is the Rambam says very simple. Mishum Heker. The Rambam's Mufurish. Mishum Heker. Kedei shel yaladas. Look, a person can say the following. You know what? I'm cooking today for tomorrow. I can cook from today till tomorrow. No. Just like the Rambam writes, you have a heker when it comes to an Eruv Chatzeros. That a person is carrying from this area to that area, you know what a person can think he can carry even beyond. So you need something to serve as a heker. This is all the Shita Seyav, the Rambam Shita. And guess what? The Ravid is Masid. The Ravid writes, what, this is like a play on words. Eruv to Eruv. That Eruv Chatzeros is a heker. And Eruv Tavshilin is a heker. The Ravid writes, he thinks like that, Tam Zenlin Arim. It's like childish, no? To say, you know, Erev means heker. You know what Erev means? Erev means something very different. You're ma'arev that sarachei Shabbos biyachad in sarachei antiv. Wow. It's not a heker, but rather it's a taruvos. It's a taruvos. The Rambam will say very, very simply, you don't need that according to Rav Chisda. What do you have to be ma'arev that sarachei Shabbos and sarachei antiv? Sarachei Shabbos nasa biyantiv. You're done. No? But the Ravid writes, no, la'arev, that really is necessary. That the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is to go ahead and to fuse. You know, I will tell you the following. You know what? If you assume, like Rabbi Shita Fohol, but you're not allowed to rely on Hohel. You can't go ahead and do malacha today for tomorrow. Ayel tami midarais, okay, you're right, but midrabanan, there's an issur malacha. So you know what that teretz is? You know what? We're not doing malacha today for tomorrow. You know what we're doing? We're combining the tzarchei Shabbos and the tzarchei yantid. And therefore, that's exactly how the Erev Tavshilin works. It's bala hatir. And how exactly does that heter work? You know what the answer is? Because we are combining the tzarchei Shabbos together with the tzarchei yantid. Oh, the Balmer writes the following, that you know what? Our gears in the Gemara should be rabbah. And therefore, Mamish says, Rabba l'shitase. Rabba that says, Hohel acknowledges as Nisud Rabbanon. In order to be Matra Nisud Rabbanon, you need a Tzorech. What's the Tzorech to be Matra Nisud Rabbanon? You know what the Tzorech is? Kadesh Yivra. Money off the Shabbos. You're so invested in the Simchas Yantif, you know what? You're not going to be mindful. You're not going to be conscious of Shabbos. And therefore, it's necessary to go ahead and to be matir, the Isser Drabanan, which is the Tzorach. The Tzorach is Kadesh Yivar. And the method by which you are matir is La'arev. Tzorach Shabbos, seeing Tzorach Yantif. Oh, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam and the Ra'ivid. Perhaps this is relevant to what we relayed earlier. No, the Rush here in Beis Aleph. How essential is it that the Erev Tavshilin is on Erev Yantif? How essential is it? You know, I know Erev Yantif is pretty busy. So you know what? Let me do it a day before. Yantif is Thursday and Friday. Wednesday is a very, very busy day. Things are calm on Monday. Things are calm on Tuesday. Let me go ahead and create my Erev Tavshilin on a Monday or a Tuesday. A Monday or a Tuesday. Or, you know what, Rosh Hashanah, first days of Sukkot, last days of Sukkot, my Erev Tavshilin is still here. It's still here from Erev Rosh Hashanah. I have to make a new Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Tavshilin is present. I have to make a new Erev Tchumim every Shabbos. I have to make a new Erev Chatzeros every Shabbos. You have to be Mechadish the Erev every Shabbos. Why do I have to be Mechadish the Erev Tavshilin? Let the Erev Tavshilin that was made before function now as well. Oh, so this is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Dion and the Rush, the Machaber is Tavkuf Chavzayin and Sif Yadalit. You know what? Oh, a person can lay an Erev Tavshilin. An Erev Tavshilin. In principle, as long as it's Kayam Afil Yom Tefacher, you make Erev Tavshilin, now it's in existence. Oh, so the Machaber writes, L'chadchila lo yismachala. L'chadchila, that should not be true. But b'dieved, the Erev Tavshilin is going to work. The Erev Tavshilin is Lav Dafka and Erev Yantif, and Lav Dafka for this Yantif. As long as the Erev is considered to be kind, that's considered to be sufficient. Oh, that's the Din and the Rush Beis Aleph, where the Rush said, oh, that's Machlokes, that's Machlokes. Wow. According to Rav, what was the Chiddush of the Rush? According to Rav Ashi, that's good. According to Rava, that's not good. No? According to Rava, what did the Rosh say? Kadesh Yivar enough for the Shabbos requires Dafka Erev Yantif. If however you're dealing with Ravashi, Kadesh Yomru, it doesn't have to be an Erev Yantif. It doesn't have to be an Erev Yantif. Wow, that was that Rosh. This Diyun is exactly the focus between Ravashi and Rava. I'll tell you in Lamdis, that also fits in so beautifully. No? What exactly is the purpose of Erev Tavshilin? Is it Bala Hatir? Or is it just serving as a hecker? And perhaps could argue as follows. If it's just simply serving as a hecker, maybe one could argue as follows. As long as the Erev is Kayam, that's considered to be sufficient. No? You walk in the house, you walk in the shul, and it says, this is Erev Chatzeros. Guess what? That's sufficient. So in my home, you have designated the Erev Tavshilin. That's sufficient in order to serve as the heker. If you're telling me the following, that the purpose of the Erev is to be ma'arev, the hachan of Shabbos and the hachan of Yantif, you know what? So I have my Erev Tavshilin from weeks ago. The hachan that I did on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's going to help you for Shmini Atzeres. That's going to be ma'arev, the Meleches Shabbos and the Meleches Yantif. If it's something which is for the purpose of Heker, you know what I could argue? If the Erev is Kayim, that's sufficient. If you're telling me no, the whole purpose is the task of being Ma'arev, the Tzorche Shabbos and Tzorche Yantiv, guess what? So, Erev Yantiv, when the Hachana is done, here you have to go ahead and prepare, not only for the Yantiv, but set aside that which is designated for Shabbos as well. So therefore, Enochinami, then the Rosh is magnificent. It's not just simply, the Rosh says, according to Rav Ashi, it works. And according to Rava, it doesn't. According to Rav Ashi, the Yisoda there in the Rambam writes is a Heker. Wow. So, the Heker is in place. According to the Rava, no, that's not true. You're Ma'ariv the Tzorche Shabbos together the Tzorche Yantif. That's true if an Erev Yantif and you're engaging in the Achanas Ha'ulchel. You're doing so for Shabbos and for Yantif. You designate the Erev Tavshilin. Oh, we'll see Rashi. You know what Erev Tavshilin is? Something which is miyuchad for Shabbos. At the time that you're going ahead and preparing for Yantif, you have something, Rashi writes, no, to Zayin Mad Aleph, Muchacha Milsa Shasa de Shabbos. Milchucha milso shoshul yishabas. Wow, you know what you should do for an erev shilin? The type of futai that one would associate with Shabbos. Associate with Shabbos. You know, maybe bizman hazeh, maybe the best thing is not to use an egg. No? You know, in earlier times, they didn't have ways of preserving like we do. No, they didn't put it in the fridge. No? So they had to use something as an erev tavshilin that you would have on Wednesday that would still be pretty fresh to use for Shabbos. You know, I'll tell you a good eitzah, an egg, no? A cooked egg is going to last. It's not going to start to decay. But in principle, Rashi writes the following. You should use some of Erev Tavshilin, which is Mulchacha Milsa Sha'asi the Shabbos. A gefilte fish, a chont, no? Something which, you know, that already is Shabbos food, no? So maybe again, that's the chiddush of the Rosh, that this issue could depend on the Machlokas of Rashi and Rava. Wow. What about the fun? The Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. I want you to take a look at this. The Gemara says, what happens in a case of Av? A person did not have an Erev Tavshilin. Okay. And he went ahead and did so. Av Rabbi Afa. And he did Malach Anyanta for Shabbos. So what's the story? Mal Shiyocha. He should not have done so. But Bidyebe. Is it Nesar or is it not? Oh, so the Gemara brings the following right. It's Mufurish in the Gemara, no? You know, a person can go ahead and cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, I understand. But don't engage in a haruma. You know, really, you're not doing it on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. But you know what? You're couching the perception. As though it's done Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So, Ubavad Shlo Yarin. Do not use this as a legal ploy, a legal fiction. Oh, the Gemara says, eat herring. And if you do so, asa. Oh, so the Gemara suggests that, you know what? You know why im herring asa? Because av Rabbi Afa is asa v'achila. There's no difference between av Rabbi Afa as opposed to im herring. If herring is asa, that's because av Rabbi Afa is asa. No, Ravashi says that's not true. That's not a right. Why? Because shani haram. Maybe haram is worse. Wow. Maybe it's worse. And therefore, you know what? Because as we adopt basil and base, there are certain things that people naturally distance themselves from. Isurim. Harama. Yeah, people, they think they're very clever. No? They'll engage in a harama. Maybe one could argue, well, Avra v'yafas mutter. But there's a need to have an isur drama when it comes to cases of harama. Well, sometimes, again, exactly, that the more, you know, likely. Oh, that was the Tosas Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. A Yisrael that does malacha, who says there's malacha b'fdei she'asim? No? You do some ayyadei akum, you know, it's such a slippery slope. People are so not careful about it. So therefore, we're more machmer amir lakum than we're even when it comes to Yisrael that does malacha, and insistence of winning b'fdei she'asim. Harama, ach rabbanan fenimeisim. Oh, okay. So there's no raya of Rabbi Yochanan from the case of harama, because maybe Rama is considered to be that which is worse. Oh, what about the following? No? Ma'aser peiros. A person goes ahead and he gives ma'aser. He separates chumas and ma'aseros on Shabbos. Ooh, we have, no? Testament Aleph. That's really bad. No? Either because of tikkun mana or the Rambam's Kiddush. No? Also because of Mekal Chomemka. Wow. It's going from that which is yours now to Mamon HaShevet. Wow. That's a form of Mekal Chomemka. Oh, with an Afkamina, there was a Sameach of Chalas Chutz Laretz, no? In a Chalas Chutz Laretz, if there is no Isser Tevel, how can you call it Tikkun Mana? There's no problem, but you're chayav for rectifying the problem. There's no Isser. Yeah, but Shmuel says, what do you mean that the Gemara says, isn't Shmamodim, Kar Shem, Asur the Zarin? What does that mean? Oh, Mekal Chomemka. It has a Chalos. Okay. So what happens if a person is mafresh tumas and maestros on Shabbos? Oh, so the Gemara says it's aser v'achila. Oh, so Abba Afa also then? No, the Gemara answers no. L'tzricha de istei peri achrina. Wow, istei peri achrina. The only time we assume aser perosa is aser is if you have provisions. You have peri achrina, you have other food, Push comes to shove, if you have nothing else to eat, okay. But just because you're mafresh, it means you have nothing else to eat. So we're talking about a case of Issei Perachrina. And that's not right to the case of Avraviyafa. Avraviyafa means, you know what, that you cooked all your food for Shabbos, but Erev Tav Shini. Maaseh Peros, where it says, oh, so we're talking about someone with Tzorek isn't so great. Okay. Well, the Gemara continues. Matbel Kela. A person who goes and, you know what, he's Tovel. His Kalim, Anyantif. Whoa, that's a Sugyadav. Yilchesim and Aleph. No? Yilchesim and Aleph. Let's assume very simply, that's a Tikkun Mana problem. No? You're changing the status of the Kli. Tikkun Mana Midaraisa is in common sense terms. No? Gemar Kli. What happens if you change the status of the Kli from Tamei to Tahor? Oh, a Sugyin. Sukkulam and Gimel. You pick off the berries of the Hadas. So the Hadas goes from Pasul to Kasher. Oh, you know what? That's the problem of Tikkun Mana. Poshup Shah. Tikkun Mana Derabana. So a person is Makbel Kela. If it's amazing, Lo yishtamish lahem. Ah, the Gemara gives the same text. No? The islam on achrina. Yeah, that's not essential. People have kelim, no? So this particular kli we're talking, so use some other kli. Avra v'yafa means all the food you prepared is going to be us. Okay. No rayin. Oh, the Gemara continues, no? Mevashal b'shabbos, or sugin av yitzayin, no? If it's b'meizah lo yochal, you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara says, "Oh, can you really compare that? Mevashal b'Shabbos to Avra v'Yafa? Mevashal b'Shabbos malachan Shabbos and cooking without an erev Tav Shini? Maybe argue the following: that's different. He served the Shabbos Shani. Maybe that's different as well. Wow! So the Gemara has a sabaya of Avra v'Yafa. The Gemara tries to be poshe. You know, aser. The Gemara says, no raya. So Maskana Sagamara, the Rosh, your Beis Yud, the Rosh says this is an Abayna Divshita. The Gemara doesn't come to Maskana. The Gemara tried to be poshe the Isura, and you know what? No, the Gemara is Marche, every Raya, Abayna Divshita. Wow. So the Rosh points out, no, the Karban Isam, Nos Gimel, quotes the very significant Machlokas Rishon. No? How do you paskin when it comes to such a suffix? No? Maybe one would argue that, you know what, ooh, the sheet of the Rif, that this is a suffix drabanan, a suffix regarding Eret HaShimon, and therefore it's the Kula. The Rabban HaSalam quotes the Rabban that writes, no, L'chumra Dina. This is considered to be L'chumra. We already alluded to this earlier, no? The Gemara, interesting. Eret HaShimon, Minam HaNemile, we're dealing with the Din Drabanan. Minam HaNemile, you know what the answer is? Yes. Sometimes even in the Din Drabanan, Minam HaNemile. Why? Because, you know what, this is not just. No, this is minan amile. This already is nesmachta. And the more the din rabbanan is linked to the pasuk, the more chamur indeed it is. And maybe one could even paskin, wow, and abay the shita nevet hashim is going to indeed be for chumra. And we pointed out our din in the Gemara. No, when the Gemara says ben amile, zochin shem shabbos lakadosh, is that both Rava and Ravashi? Is it not Rav and Rav Ashi? No. How do you fit that pasuk into each shita? That could be very, very important, no? Because if the basis to assume that a suffix would be usher is because of the minan imile, so how is that minan imile beginning the sugya zarka shamash lakadsho? If you're telling me kadesh yivra, I get it, no? It's zakhira shabbos. But if you're telling me kadesh yomru, where it's kvod yantiv, is it so obvious that kvod yantiv is part of that minan imile? No, that could be significantly different in terms of, okay, how indeed are we going to paskin in this particular issue? So take a look at the Rambam. No, Perakvav alachiyud. The Rambam writes, you know what happens in the case of Avra v'Yafa? You know what? Ain't osur nolo. Well. The Rambam, there's an exception. In Harama, oh, that's the Gemara. Now, in a case of Harama, oh, because the Rambam writes, that's something separate. In Tatra Namarim, if you're going to allow a person to think he's outsmarting the halacha, you know what? Nimtza kol marimim. You know? I have to be careful with that. But stop amazing. No. Inamotsa. Ooh, so the Rambam passes that Avra v'Yafa, B'diyavit is not there. So the Chemishna is bothered by the following question. The Chemishna writes this. Wait a second. The Gemara was translated from the case of Maaseh Perosa. Masa perosa, b'meizu lo yochal. It's aser. So how in the world can one say that in the case of Maser Perosa, B'mezid lo yochav, and here, say it's mutter. Here, say it's mutter. What was the teretz of the Gemara? No, you know why Maser Perosa lo yochav? Because Islay Periachin. Islay Periachin. The tzorach was not so great. The tzorach is not so great. Okay, you know what? He wanted to serve this fancy dessert, and he was not for Shumas and Isis. So you won't use the fancy dessert. No, you'll have everything else. Islay Periachin. In Erev Tavshilin, what are you going to have? So the Gemara says that, you know, in the case of Maser Perosa, they're B'mezid lo yochav. But Arav Yafa, the Rambam writes, it's mutter. How can that? That's not a kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara, what's the terrace of the Gemara? Islay Oshana Achrita? No? Islay Perah Achrita? He has. So, Lech Mishnah's father. So take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos Berachav Kimo. The Rambam writes, a person who's Madbiya Trumas Maisus for Shabbos, lo yochav. You're done. Period. What do you mean, period? No? That's only Islay Perachrina. No? Har Gemara. That's not Islay Perachrina. You know, if you don't really need it, says, why use it? You know, you missed it. You don't need it. Put it aside. You need it. So the commission is very bothered. What do you mean? Why doesn't the Rambam write that Vuhu de Islay Perachrina? That's our Gemara. Wow, that's an important possibility. No? Huh. Rav Zsolti writes the following Kiddush, Siman Advav, Mishnas Yavetz. Rav Zsolti writes the following. Maybe again that this is dependent on Rav and Rav Ashi, in the following sense. You hold like Rav Chisda Shita. Sarkei Shabbos Nasaliyah. So the Gemara is bothered by the following. But you know what? If that's true, why in the world do you need anything more? Why do you need Erev Tavshilin? You know what the answer is? Kadesh Yom. Inofi. The Rambam says, you know what that means? Ehek. Wow. So, lo matzino, it's not that there's an Isra Malacha, and the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is Bola Hatir. There's no Isra Malacha Midaraisa. There's no Isra Malacha Midrabba. The purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is just simply to serve as a hek. Something to serve as a hek. Okay. And what about according to Rabba? No. None of that's true. You have an Isra Malacha Midrabba. And the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is Bolat. Oh, so the Marna raises the following. What happens if the Yevet? You don't have an Erev Tavshilin. What exactly would you say? Oh, so Gemara says the following. Well, let's compare it to Maisa Shabbos. Bishul B'Shabbos, no? Let's compare it to a case where a person violates in Issa Malachan Shabbos of Mabiyat Trumas Maisras. Let's compare it to a case of Matbil Kela, which again is an Issa Malachan level of Drava. A level drama. So you know what the Gemara says? Not necessarily. You can't make all those comparisons. You can't make those comparisons. Yisle Perachrina, or Chomer Shavashani, right? All those cases. Okay. Let me ask you. The whole Shaka Vatari of the Gemara, is that both according to Rava and Ravashi, or Kohen Argu? Not necessarily. Wow. Maybe one could argue as follows. No doubt the Chiddush. This is what Rav Zsolti suggests. The whole shock of the Tariya of the Sugya is Aliba Darabba. Aliba Darabba. No. Rabba Tzachin. Rabba Rabba Nargamara. If you assume that there's an Isra Malacha Darabba, and now the Gemara is asking, what happens if Abra B'Yafa? Abra B'Yafa, when it comes to Malacha, that's not a new Sugya. No. We know that Sugya from Matpul Kelev. We know that Sugya from Shumas and Maestros. We know that's Sugya from Avashal B'Shabbos. And you know what? In all those cases, the answer is Aser. Here also it's considered to be Aser. No, I have to be Mechalek. But, let's assume, for example, that one assumes that Erev Tavshilin. In the case of Erev Tavshilin, you're not dealing with an Isser Malacha at all. No? In the case of an Erev Tavshilin, you're just dealing with that which is necessary to serve as a hecker. Is it so obvious that I can bring any raya from other sugyas in dealing with an Isser Malacha on Shabbos or an Isser Malacha on Yom Tov? Is there any raya indeed that is true? So if that really is the case, wow, maybe one could argue as follows. That in the case of Ava Va'afa, all the rayas that the Gemara brings to tilt on the side of Isser are all from cases of Isser Malacha. And that the Gemara has to answer with Ukimtas, that certainly is true. But if you assume that Erev Tavshilin is fundamentally different, that there is no Isser Malacha whatsoever, the whole purpose is just to serve as a heker, maybe one could argue, Mechatei say that B'dieved, the Chefetz indeed is considered to be Nesar. So when the Gemara tells us, you know what, the only way we can wiggle out of this difficulty of Maaseh Perosev is to assume Isle Perachrina, that's all Aliba Darava and Rava, but not Aliba Drachista, not Aliba Dravashi. And therefore, according to them, very, very simply, that Maaseh Perosev is categorically Aser, but Avav Yafa is what there. The whole Yishuv was Isle Perachrina, Lecha Mishnah. Why in the world in the Rambam limit it? Why didn't he qualify it? You have to assume that, because that's our Gemara. Maybe that's the Kiddush, that maybe not. Who says you can make indeed that comparison? We discussed this earlier. Is it so obvious a person can compare Avra Va'afa of doing Malacha on Shabbos Yom Tov for Chol, which is clearly an Isser Malacha, as opposed to Avra Va'afa the Erev Tavshilin, where you know what you're guilty of? You lack a heker. Maybe fundamentally that's considered to be that which is different. And maybe that's something which is compelling. To be Yashiv the Rambam indeed, Lashitase. When you look in the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara raises now the following. The Mishnah says this. You know, you went ahead, you did great. Now you set up your Erev Tavshilin. But you know what? Achla Osha Ava. Well, the Mishnah, no? You know what? Nechal Eruvah. Nechal Eruvah. You set up your Erev Tavshilin, that was really great. No? You know, Tzidkas, you did it on Wednesday. Guess what? The Erev is consumed. So now what? Now, where does that leave? Oh, so the Mishnah is clear, no? That if Achlo Avad, in such a case, Lo Yavasha, it's not going to help if it doesn't exist. There has to be kind. Oh, Yitzhan Rabbeinu. What happens if Hisko be Isos? You know what? You began the process. You already began working the Issa. And then Nechal Iruva. Right? Imagine the calm wife is, you know, she's kneading all the challah, and she looks, and the child just ate there. No? Whoop. So, Mishnah says, Lo Yavasha. No, Abaye says the following. If Hiskel be Sasso, you already began, Gomen. Continue. So fascinating, the rush. Beis Yud Beis. What does Gomer mean? Limited or expanded? You know what limited means? Gomer Isazu. Continue making your promise. Hisko Bisaso. So continue the process. Now, obviously, the process doesn't mean continue the Lisha and then stop, no? Continue and stop and what? And eat the raw dough. No? Certainly not. No? Gomer is going to mean continue the Meleches Alechem. No? Without Afia, how in the world is that going to be Meleches Alechem? No? See, even if you're limited, no? And you're going to say the following, that means continue the process and then stop, but the process will mean readying the Lechem La'achila. Okay? Or maybe one could argue, wow, that, you know what? Gomer means Kol Tzarchei Shabbos. Now that you've begun, you can continue all the Shabbos preparations. Wow, that's a chiddush, no? Does Gomer mean in a very limited sense, right? Continue with this, or does it mean continue everything? Continue. That's the suffix in the Rush. That's the suffix in the Rush. Wow, wow. Pashup Shat Rash in the Mishnah is Lachumra, Lachumra, Lachumra. So the Rush writes the following, fascinating. The Rush says, look, the Gemara says Gomer, Gomer. So the Rush writes that Haloshon Mashma, the Kol Tzarchei Shabbos, Lekula, Lekula. Because if Gomer means all the Shabbos preparation, the term Gomer is in place. But Isa, if it's referring to the Isa, it means you can finish the Meleches HaIsa, Sahabi Lememar Gomra. Gomra, no? Issa is Gomra, Tzarchei Shabbos is Gomer. So the Rush writes that, you know what? It sounds like from the Gemara that Gomer means once you've begun, you have license to continue. And that Lekula, Kol Tzarchei Shabbos, Kol Tzarchei Shabbos. Wow, wow. That Poshup Shat is the Mashmos of the Rambam? No, the Rambam, Peritvav, Rokahei. Hisro b'isasa, nechal iruva. The Rambam writes, right, harizagomer. You know, if the Rambam only meant, the only thing you could do is continue with the Issa itself, why the Rambam should have indeed said so. Now, it's true, the Rambam was just quoting Lashon HaGemara, that's true, but if there's some ambiguity in the Lashon HaGemara, well, when you're studying the halacha, you'd want to resolve that ambiguity. If Gomer would only mean, you know what, the next step and done, so Poshim Shatan Rambam, no? The Rambam says Gomer means continue. And perhaps indication of the Rambam, that means Kol Tzarchei HaSuda. Wow. Oh, the Karban Asanel here, in Osir quotes the Rai Vashita. The Rai that writes where, no. Only the Meleches Issa. Only Meleches Issa, nothing more. Wow, nothing more. Not muchach. But we have two possibilities in terms of why Erev Tavshilin is needed. Is it Bala Hatir, or is it only serving as a heker? Maybe one could suggest, and again, I wouldn't say muchach, but it's on the Muskel Rishon. If indeed it's serving as a heker, then you know what? Oh, you're engaging in the food preparation and Yom Tov, be mindful that Shabbos is coming. So maybe one could argue, you know what? As long as the Eruv is Kayim, the Betchilas Asiyah, that is considered to be sufficient. If you're telling me, for example, the purpose is Lahatir, that every Malacha that indeed a person is doing, what do you mean? There's an Isser Malacha de Rabbanan to do this for the coming day, and the Eret of Shilin is needed to be matched to the particular malacha, not impossible, but that would be a great chiddush to assume that, you know what, I began with Lush, and at B'shas Lisha, there was a Heter, and like a whole Ishtri, and that's going to apply to each and every subsequent malacha as well. If the purpose is that which is serving as a Heker, that's true. If the purpose is la'arev, Tzarchei Shabbos and Tzarchei Yantiv, maybe that's necessary in a more granular way. In which case, maybe not so surprising that the Rambam's psak is l'kula and the Rai the Paskin's l'chumra, because the Rambam writes that the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is heker, and the Rai that writes heker, not heker at all. You have to go ahead and be ma'arev. It means that, you know what, that each and every step is considered to be doing this act for Yantif itself, and Enachinami, maybe that would lend itself to assume that Gomra means only the Meleches HaIsa. There was a Heter. And not necessarily when it comes to other cases as well. I wouldn't say this is Muchach, but I would just say, maybe this again is going to be relevant to Rabbeinu Tam. Well, the Mishnah that tells us the following. Your Erev Tavshim. And how many Tavshim in the Dira necessary? Oh, Beishame says, Shnei Tavshim. Okay. Two are necessary. And Beis Hillel disagrees and says it's not true. Tav Shalecha. Okay. The Mishnah of Dat is a Kiddush. The Mishnah says, I want you to know, Bishavin, that everyone's going to agree. Now, that if you have Dagim and Beis Shalav, you know, you have fish and then an egg preparation on top of it, that's considered to be Shnei Tavshim. That's a little unusual. Now, like, how many Tavshim are necessary? No? Oh, so Bishama says two, Beis Hillel says one, but Yeshua is Bishama. No, even Bishama would agree. It's not so unheard of, but you know what? It is worthy of Akasha. That's the Tosos and Sukkot Testament Aleph. No? You know, is it so obvious, when the Mishnah goes and elaborates on the Shita of Beis Shammai, that we don't assume like Lahalach? Interesting. No. When indeed is that true? That's a Din and Tosos. No. Sukkot Testament Aleph. Sukkot Yeshama. Beis Shammai says, there's no good Beis Hillel. It is good. And the Yerushalmi starts talking about Chiddush Davar, how to rectify the problem according to Beis Shammai. We assume that Beis Shammai can be something in a Mishnah. The Ran, for example, Beis Zon Aleph. Aleph Math, Dap Yerif. You know, the Ran writes, even Beis Hillel agrees with Chachila, a Sukkah should be made Lishma. But Yebed, no, but Chachila, yes. So that's why Yerushalmi discusses, if you have a Sukkah that was not a Sukkah Lishma, how do you rectify it? Not only according to Beis Shammai, because even according to Beis Hillel, this is considered something which is important. Why? Because as Tosfos points out, it's a little bit unusual that we should be focusing on the Shita of Beis Shammai, if indeed that's the Shita Tuchliya. If Beis Shammai, Malka Beis Shammai, Mishnah. Fascinating that, you know, we have a machlokas, whether a dog and a Beitz is one Tavshil, two Tavshilin, whether if the Shem requires one, two, and the Mishnah don't, or that would constitute according to everyone. It's an important or unless one could argue the following, you know what? It's true that Beis Shammai holds you need two tavshilin. Beis Hillel holds you only need one tavshilin. But the statement of the Gemara that Dagdun and Beitz is considered to be shnei tavshilin, that's very, very relevant. That's very, very relevant, no? Are there any other areas, lahalacha, that you require shnei tavshilin? Shnei tavshilin. So maybe, you know what, according to Beis Hillel, it's enough gemina. There's enough gemina when it comes to Erev Tavshil, that's true. All you need is a single Tavshil. But it is important to know whether this and that is considered to be one, whether this and that is considered to be two. You know what? There's a fascinating comment of the Gaon. You know where the Gaon is found? In Or Chaim, Tav Kuf Nun Beis. Tav Kuf Nun Beis is a Chustishabah, no? Yeah, you know what? The Sudam of Sekes, one is only allowed to have a single Tavshil, not two Tavshilim. No? So the Gon and the Halachas of Sudam of Sekes go, Beta Tesova Beis. Now, how you define whether this is a single Tavshil or whether it's two Tavshil, you know, that's something which is very, very relevant. Is this considered to be a single Tavshil? Or is it considered to be Shnei Tavshim? This is already a Diyun in the Ritva. A Ritva in Tainus, Taflama, Aleph, Dramascha, Masnissim. Where the Ritva writes a study in Kiddush, that the limitation of a single Tavshir for a Sudam of Sekes, the Ritva writes, is Mishum Talmud v'chashivos. You're not supposed to have a Suda Chashuva. And therefore, the rich writes the following Kiddush. And Ein Lomar. And therefore, I wouldn't say, when it comes to Sudam of Sekes, that a dog and Beitz Alav is Nidon Kishnei Tavshilin. That's the Kiddush that the Ritva writes, no? You know, you have to look at each case differently, no? After all, when it comes to limitations of a Sudam of Sekes, you know what? That means you shouldn't serve multiple courses. You shouldn't make it into a Sudah Chashuvah. So the fact that you have, right, a piece of fish with a coating on top, so, ooh, that the Ritva writes, I would consider that top shalechad, according to everyone, no? Wow, even though here, when it comes to Eirith Tavshilin, if there are different preparations, the dog and the Beitzah Shalav, that could be called Shnei Tavshilin when it comes to Eirith Tavshilin, but not when it comes to Sukkah Masechet. Wow, that's an important Chiddush of the Ritva. You know, when you look in the historian, Tafrei Sadeh, Mishloach Manos, requires two manos, no? That gets complicated, no? Like the details of Shloach Manos. You have this and that prepared together. Is that obviously a single min? Is that considered to be Shnei Manos? Yes, the definition of a mana, the same, ooh, Yadal Mabez, no? About Mishalchen or Ein Mishalchen Manos Viyantif, no? What does Rashi write? What's the definition of a mana? A mana. Oh, something which is Muchan Achila, no? That's what Rashi writes. That statement in terms of, you know, Arsugya, is that relevant to Mishloach Manos? Does Mishloach Manos have to be something which is Muchan Droil Achila? No, is that necessarily true? So it's fascinating that whether something is a single Tavsh or Shnei Tavshilin, it's relevant for Sidum Avsekis, it's relevant for Mishloach Manos, it's relevant here when it comes to the cases of Eirith Tavshilin as well. And the Gemara says here, Daf Yud Zayin Obeis, we assume, no. Hilchos et Ketana Didan, Aliyah de Beisilo, all you need is a single Tavsh. All you need is a single Tavsh. Here, Tavshach is considered to be sufficient. Ooh, Yud Zayin Obeis. No, Rabbeinu Tam. All you need is one Tavshil. That's half true. All you need is one Tavshil to be Matir, preparing Tavshilin. Bishul. You need an Eirith Tavshilin to be Matir Malacha from Ayantav to Shabbos. So when our Gemara says it's enough to have a single Tavshil, you know what I mean? It's enough to have a single Tavshil, Lahatir Bishul. But let's say a person wants to engage in Afiyah. You want to go ahead and bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. We're going to say it's enough to have a tavshil. No. It's enough to have a single tavshil to be matir, a siyasa tavshil. But if you're talking about pas, you're talking about pas, what do you mean? You need something else to be matir afiyah. Well, that's Rabbi Natan. And you know what? Rabbi Natan quotes, ooh, Tesvav Mabez, Rabbi Eliezer, V'tana Mais Lemihacha, where do you see this is true? Apostle, Shlos Tezayim, Esa Sher Tofu Efo, Vesa Sher Tavashu Vashelu, Bishlan Afila. Bishlan Afila requires separate material. So when our Gemara says, you know, Tavshil is enough, you're right, the Tavshil is enough for the Avodas HaTavshil. But if you want to be Matir Afiyah, you know what? Both indeed are necessary. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, the real, certainly not true. No? Tav Shalechet is good enough. If the Gemara says Tav Shalechet, it means Tav Shalechet. Aye, Rabbi Eliezer. No, that Tana Maisla Niyacha. No, we don't assume that way, la halacha, like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu. And Rabbi Yeshua and the Yerushalmi disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. And that's the beautiful line of the Ri. But nonetheless, right? Lo ma'ani libi, lavo debridodi. I don't have the heart to go against the teaching of my uncle, Rabbi Natan. So therefore, our minhag is to have a pasanatavsha. But realize, the tavsha really is being matir. And the pas is l'chumra ba'alma. Wow, that's how the Rambam quotes. No. That you're talking about such a case, all you need is a single tavshil. Magid Mishnah points out because of the Shita of the Ri. So it's like fascinating. Now, how granular do you have to be when it comes to the case of Eirith Tavshilin? Do I argue that, you know what, that a tavshil is good enough? Or do I argue that, no, much more specific, a tavshil is enough for what is a tavshil, that's for the bishul. Now you're engaging in afiyah. Now you require a separate matir. I wouldn't say this is muchach, But I would say this is a starting point, a starting point. Now, in terms of the Chakira, about whether Erev Tavshin is Bala Hatir, whether it's Bala Hakir, no? As a Heker, a Heker. I would tell you as a Moskow Rishon, if the whole purpose is simply serving as a Heker, not impossible. But I would tell you, it is a Chiddush to assume that you need a separate Heker for every form of Malach and deed that's done. On what basis would you assume that that's true? If a person is going to argue that, you know what, there really is an Isser Malacha Drabah, and the purpose of the Erev Tavshin is to be Matir and Isser Malacha, I'll ask you the following. So a person has that which is Matir, Bishul. Is it so obvious that that would extend to Afiyah? Or can one argue that, no, indeed, that's not true? Again, not this Muchach, but I would say it's a Chiddush that a Heker has to be so granular. And it's a Chiddush that a Matir can be so general. But I'll tell you as a starting point in terms of that machlokes, that's the Chiddush indeed of Rabbeinu Tam. I want you to take a look at the Shagazari. Yeah? Shagazari and Simon Kubbeis that writes the following incredible Chiddush. Incredible Chiddush. Right? We'll have to see the bottom of the daf. But you know, the Rishonim, the Gaonim already discuss what exactly is the nature of the Chiyuv Suda when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is complex. On the one hand, it is a yantiv. The Ram describes it as a mitzvah of simcha, not simcha yaseira. That's Lashon Rambam. Inim simcha yaseira. Rachman l'slan, a person is an avelus. The answer of Rosh Hashanah is sosa shiva. No? Because simcha and avelus cannot coexist. So on the one hand, it's a yantif, on the other hand, it's a yom hadin. That's part of the dialectic of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. You know, and that's how the Mechaber begins of Chas Rosh Hashanah. No? Ochen v'shosim v'smeichem v'ein misanin. And all of a sudden, v'yeshom mitzvah li'izanas. No? Like attention, Rishon, is it a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Or is it a mitzvah to eat on Rosh Hashanah? No? A yom hadin, why are you having a suda? On yantif, why are you fasting? Like a certain tension. That's the Rosh, the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's the Ram, the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah. In Perek Aleph of Shem Ches. Much to discuss. Okay. Ooh, Shagasari Yekubes. It's clear. Now, Rosh is Mufurish, that design of days, that an Erev Tavshilin is necessary when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Erev Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is a Wednesday and a Thursday. Thursday and a Friday, you need a Tavshilin on Wednesday. No. Shagasai is bothered by the following. If you assume like the sheet of the Gaon, that mitzvah li'izanos, is it so obvious that you need an Erev Tavshilin? Because if the whole yesod of Erev Tavshilin, it's Rava, Har Gemara, Kedei Shigirva, money off of the Shabbos. And that means that, you know what? That the person is going to be so consumed with Achilas Yantiv that somehow he's not going to be mindful of Achila the Shabbos. And therefore, the Erev Tavshin is necessary Kadesh Shigivrar. Why is it so obvious that Rosh Hashanah requires an Erev Tavshin? That's the Shagasari and Simon Kubbeis. Wow. So if one assumes it, what do you mean? There's a Chiyuv Suda, and there's Simchas Yantif on Rosh Hashanah. Ochlin v'shosim u'smeichim. Okay, so Kadesh Shiva would apply. But if you're going to argue that, you know what, the Achila of Rosh Hashanah is very limited, Mamash Mitzvah li'izanos, is it so obvious we should be concerned with Kadesh Shiva and Achila Shabbos? That's the Shagasai. Because the Gaonim assume that no, don't overdo it. Don't let the whole day of Rosh Hashanah be consumed with your Achila. No? Well, so Shagasai writes the following. The Yesh Lomot Schus Ala Gaonim, or the Sheet of the Gaonim, the Mitzvah, the Yisanos, but yet there's a need for Erev Tavshinim. How do you resolve that? Usta Shagasari writes a Chiddush. That You know what? Everyone agrees to the reason of Rav Ashi, of Ein Ofin. And Rava, Rabban Ar Gemara, is Mosif, the time of Kadesh Yivra. Everyone agrees with Rav Ashi that a heker is necessary. Rava's Mechadesh, it's not enough to have a heker, you need a matir. But everyone agrees, even when Yivram Aliyafa doesn't apply, but the heker reason of course applies. Of course applies. Wow, wow. That's the Kiddush of Shagasari writes. Kuli Amnis Leitamid Ravashi of Ein Ofin. The reason of Rava, Rabban Ar Gemara is Lahosif Alav. Is it enough to have a heker or do you need more? Say Ein Ofin. And a regular yantif, wow, Shagazaya writes, there are two reasons in the Eretz Hashina. Serving as a heker of Rav Ashi, and serving as a matir, according to Rava. What about on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, if you assume like the Gonim Shita, why in the Eretz Hashina, they're the sole reason for Eretz Hashina is Rav Ashi. Wow, that's the Shagazaya. Oh, so Shagazaya writes the following. What did that Rosh say? Are you allowed to go ahead and to make your Erev Tavshilin in advance? In advance. Oh, you know what the Rosh said? Well, that really depends. That really depends. If the purpose is just like Ravashita, or all you need is... If one is arguing, you know, like... It depends on the reasons. It depends on the reasons, no? If it's just as a heker, as long as it's kayim, that's good enough. You can even do it in advance. The whole reason to insist that you have to do it on Erev Yantif is it's bala hatir. Wow. So Shagasaya writes the following. He suggests that even though l'chumra, we would assume that you do not make the Erev Tavshilin in advance, maybe one could argue, not sure in Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, Aliba de Gaonim, in such a case, then the only reason is one of a heker. And a heker means that as long as it's kayim, that's considered to be sufficient. Well, that's a Shagasai Skiddish. Right? With all our nafkaminas, right, between Rava and Ravashi, the Shagasai throws in like a new variable, and that is maybe everyone would agree that the purpose of Tashilin when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's simply for the purpose of Heker, and not Kadesh Yivra, because one is not going to be completely consumed with the Achila, as the Gonin, right? Because that's something which is tempered at that time. It's pretty fascinating, possibly. Okay, but the show will continue tomorrow with this Chatzal Hashem, Chatzal Hashem, and some levitics of this.